world where every ping post and like can pull us in, are we truly understanding the cost of our digital connections? Dive in with me, Professor K, as we uncover the hidden health hazards of social media. Welcome back to another episode of Crunch Time with Professor K. I'm your host, Professor K, and today we're diving deep into the digital realm to explore the profound impact of social media on our mental and physical health. For many, especially those from the millennial and Gen Z generations, platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and WhatsApp aren't just apps, they're lifelines. They connect us to the world, deliver our daily dose of news, and keep us in touch with loved ones. But as these platforms become more ingrained in our daily routines, we must ask, at what cost? Today, we'll unravel the science behind social media addiction, confront some alarming statistics, and discuss strategies to ensure our digital lives don't overshadow our real ones. But first, let's set the stage by understanding the omnipresence of social media and its dual-edged impact on our lives. Human connection is fundamental to our existence. Interactions. Throughout history, we've sought out interactions, formed communities, and built relationships. Our brains are wired to value these connections, rewarding us with feelings of pleasure and contentment when we engage with others. Enter the age of social media. These platforms, as cited in various reports and studies, have harnessed our innate need for connection. They've transformed it into a digital format, amplifying its effects with elements of novelty, accessibility, and sheer quantity. In doing so, they've created an environment that many find hard to resist. Imagine a world where every interaction on these platforms gives you a small burst of happiness and validation. Over time, this can lead to a dependence on these digital interactions and overshadow real-life connections. But as we'll soon discover, this digital euphoria comes with its own set of challenges. The rise of social media has not gone unnoticed by health experts and researchers. Over the years, numerous studies and reports have highlighted the potential risks associated with excessive social media use. Let's delve into some of these findings. According to a recent story from the Washington Post, there's a growing concern among mental health professionals about the addictive nature of social media. The patterns of consumption and behavior seen in frequent users are often compared to those exhibited by individuals addicted to substances like alcohol or cocaine. This comparison might sound extreme, but when you consider the dopamine-driven reward systems in our brain that social media taps into, the parallels become very clear. Furthermore, a public warning was recently issued by the U.S. Surgeon General that emphasizes the risk social media poses to the mental health and well-being of children and adolescents. This advisory was not just a casual observation. Historically, such public advisories have been reserved for significant health concerns. For instance, in the past, similar warnings were issued about the health hazards of smoking and the danger of high blood alcohol levels while driving. The fact that social media has now joined this list of public health advisories is telling. Some studies have linked the presence of social media platforms, specifically Facebook, to increases in anxiety and depression among college students. They found that as Facebook became more accessible to college students, there was a noticeable uptick in mental health issues. Specifically, there was a 7% increase in severe depression and a 20% rise in anxiety disorders among these students. These numbers are not just statistics. They represent real individuals, real students, facing real challenges. But it's not just about mental health. The HHS report highlighted the correlation between increased screen time, which includes social media use, and decreased physical activity. This decrease in physical activity can lead to a host of other health issues, from obesity to cardiovascular problems. Additionally, the report pointed out the association between screen time and sleep disturbances, which can further exacerbate mental health issues. In essence, while social media platforms offer a world of connection and information at our fingertips, they also present a myriad of challenges that we must navigate wisely. Social media platforms, by design, encourage users to share highlights of their lives. From vacation photos to achievements, the digital realm is often a curated showcase of the best moments. But this curation, while seemingly harmless, can have profound implications for users on the other side of the screen. When scrolling through our feeds, it's easy to fall into the trap of social media comparison. One of the significant effects of platforms like Instagram is the inevitable comparison with peers. This isn't a new phenomenon. Humans have always compared themselves to others. However, social media amplifies this tendency by providing a constant stream of curated content from peers, celebrities, and influencers. The challenge arises when these comparisons skew our perceptions of reality. Seeing a friend's vacation photos might make us feel like we're missing out. Observing someone's career achievement might make us question our own paths. Over time, these comparisons can lead to feelings of inadequacy, jealousy, and even depression. Furthermore, studies have highlighted an interesting observation. The negative effects of social media comparison seem to intensify the longer individuals are exposed to the platform. This suggests that prolonged exposure to such environments can deepen feelings of inadequacy and discontent. It's essential to remember that what we see on social media is often a selective representation of someone's life. Behind every perfect photo or achievement post, there are challenges, struggles, and mundane moments that don't make it to the feed. Recognizing this can help mitigate the negative effects of social comparison. Navigating the vast landscape of social media can be daunting, but with the right strategies, we can find a balance that allows us to enjoy the benefits while safeguarding our well-being. Let's take a look at some of those. One effective approach is to periodically engage in a digital detox. By taking intentional breaks, whether it's a weekend or longer, we give ourselves a chance to reset and reduce our dependency on these platforms. Setting clear boundaries is also crucial. By designating specific times for social media use and avoiding the urge to check our feeds first thing in the morning or right before bed, we can better manage our mood and ensure quality sleep. And speaking of feeds, it's worth taking the time to curate them. If certain accounts or content types consistently bring out negative feelings, it might be time to unfollow or mute. Instead, we can prioritize accounts that offer inspiration, education, or simply a dose of positivity. But it's not just about what we consume. It's also about how we engage. Rather than passively scrolling, consider actively participating in discussions, leaving thoughtful comments, or sharing content that resonates with you. And when those inevitable moments of comparison or inadequacy arise, it's essential to ground ourselves in reality, remembering that social media is, by nature, a curated space. Everyone faces challenges, even if they aren't showcased online. Beyond the digital realm, let's not forget the importance of real, face-to-face connections. Spending quality time with loved ones, engaging in offline activities, and nurturing real-world relationships can offer a fulfilling counterbalance to our online interactions. For the younger generation, open dialogues about the pros and cons of social media can equip them with the tools they need to navigate the space responsibly. Parents, educators, and mentors can play a pivotal role here. Lastly, consider limiting those constant pings and notifications. By reducing these digital interruptions, we can be more present in our daily lives and decrease the compulsive pull of these platforms. As we continue to evolve in this digital age, staying informed and adapting our habits will be key to ensuring a healthy relationship with social media. As we wrap up today's episode of Crunch Time with Professor K, it's clear that social media, with all its allure and potential pitfalls, is a tool like any other. Its impact on our lives, both positive and negative, largely depends on how we choose to wield it. The digital age has brought about unprecedented opportunities for connection, learning, and growth. We can communicate with someone halfway across the globe in real time, access vast troves of information at our fingertips, and even build communities around shared interests and passions. These are incredible feats, and they speak to the immense potential of platforms like Instagram, TikTok, WhatsApp, and countless others. However, as we've discussed, there's a flip side. The very features that make social media so captivating can also ensnare us in cycles of comparison, overconsumption, and even addiction. But awareness is the first step towards change. By recognizing these challenges and actively seeking to address them, we can ensure that our digital lives complement rather than compromise our overall well-being. So here's my call to action for all our listeners. Take a moment to reflect on your relationship with social media. Are there habits you'd like to change? Boundaries you'd like to set? Conversations you'd like to have with loved ones? Remember, the power to shape our digital experience lies in our hands. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the digital dilemma. Until next time, this is Professor K, reminding you to stay curious, stay informed, and always strive for balance in our ever-evolving digital world.